The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now that we're back in the routine after the summer, one daily activity that has returned to the kids' to-do list recently is the dreaded and sometimes tedious task of homework. With huge volume of stuff being added to the curriculum all the time, it increases, therefore, the amount of homework that has to be done by children. But is it really necessary at all? Stella O'Malley is a psychotherapist, and we're joined by her, but also by author Simon Lewis, principal of Carlow Educate Together National School, and host of the If I Was the Minister for Education podcast. We're going to talk about homework. Stella, first of all, what is your take on homework? Is it useful? Is it necessary?
I'm not a fan of homework. I think education is very important, but there's lots of ways to educate. I'd be in favour of, in the last hour of the school day, they make it devoted to independent learning. So effectively, the children would be able to do their homework on their own quietly in the last hour of the day. And so that means every child would get the opportunity to work independently. And if they need a little hand, maybe they ask the teacher. But effectively, the idea is you're on your own and you're going over the work of the day. Rather than waiting to get home, have the biggest fights maybe that you'll ever have with your parents. And also depend upon the fact that your parents are able, maybe they don't speak English, or maybe they're working, or maybe they haven't the time, or maybe they're just not able on some level to help you. Because it creates a huge amount of inequality, because the kids who have very engaged parents do very well, because they've got their parents helping them with their homework and making sure that they've got all the books and got everything right. Well, the kids who don't, the gap gets bigger and bigger and bigger as they get older, for that very reason, yeah. Because they're not keeping up.
Therefore, I mean, this may seem odd, but you seem to be saying, you know, it's a good tool to have, and you've got engaged parents who use that tool, and they try to do the best they can for their kids. And you're saying because there are other parents who can't do that, then nobody should do it.
No, I'm saying there's better ways to do it. And I think to do it in school at the end of the day is a more appropriate way. I do think this kind of work-life balance is an issue. I do think the idea of work always seeping into the home life, it causes a lot of fights. It causes a huge amount of rows. I hear your point. You're saying basically I'm bringing it down to the lowest common denominator. I don't think I am. I think it's just much more effective to do it in school and let home time be free time, play time, creativity, read books. Don't feel like everything is homework,
yeah.
Because it's depressing and it gets in on the well-being and the feeling of pleasant vibe in the family.
Yeah, okay, it does create conflict, there's no doubt about that. Sometimes it does. But in those homes where there is an educated set of parents, one or both, who are engaged with the whole learning process, I mean, it's likely, you know, that those kids will be reading books far in advance of those kids who don't have that at home, just for leisure purposes alone. So you can't stop, if you like, the inequality growing.
No, you can't, but you can do things that will help it. You can do things that will help it. And I do think an awareness of, especially when they're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, they're not quite able to do it on their own and they need their parents. And that's where the schools could kick in and offer. And they do have homework clubs, which I think are frankly great. But it's when they're older and they could do it on their own, you're not creating inequality, you're just letting, you know, the natural talents emerge. It's when, like, I remember when my kids had homework and they'd have like 14 books to pull out. They weren't able to do it at 7. I had to be there to be doing it. They couldn't have done it on their own.
Okay, well, someone who's at the coalface at the moment is the principal of Carlow Educate Together National School, host of If I Was the Minister for Education podcast, Simon Lewis. Simon, what do you do in your school?
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I mean, homework is always an emotive kind of subject. And I suppose in our school, we've been working on the idea of homework and what that means for, I suppose, about a decade now. And we first noticed that homework really wasn't that effective in its traditional way. So, I mean, I suppose what you and I would have had when we were going to for homework, we'd at the end of the day, we'd have to write down into a little notebook what we had to do. Everyone got the same homework. It wasn't very interesting and so on. So we decided we'd talk to parents, the children, to staff. I mean, the first question you asked is, should we have homework? And it was quite interesting to see that, you know, the majority of parents and families weren't not in favour, if that makes sense, of scrapping homework. They were happy for it to be scrapped, about 80-20, but the 20% were very strongly in favour of homework. But among staff, it was closer 50-50. So we've been working for quite some time on what does homework mean. And we've had a lot of help from Marino College, where there's a fantastic researcher, Joan Kiley, who's done loads of work on homework in the Irish context.
Okay. I've been reading a little bit about this, about what happens when you're learning. And one of the big things about learning and retaining the stuff is what they call information retrieval. And that's what homework tends to do. Now, putting it to Stella, that if you do it immediately after you've just learned it, that's not really retrieval. Whereas if you do it a couple of hours after you've come home from school, had your evening meal or whatever, you sit down, then you are retrieving information that has been kind of there for some time. Is that maybe a better way of learning? Learning the retrieval technique, the reinforcing technique, a little bit separate from the actual process of hearing it for the first time.
That's a very good point, but I would argue the first hour the next morning would be a much better test to that, because you and I know you've had your dinner, they've come home from school, they're doing their activities, and you say the word homework and the entire household slumps. That goes into attention, there's fights, there's avoidance. It's not exactly, yet the academic kids who can do their homework, they just go at it, they're fine. And then everybody else, it's just a huge source of conflict. Interestingly enough, I was involved in a girls' school which we set up a few years ago, and we tried to bring in, very much led by me, no homework. And the parents, unlike your guest speaker there, the parents, after a year or two, kicked against us. They wanted homework. It broke my heart, but we got homework back.
Yeah. So, Simon, in terms of the work you've been doing with the Marino Institute and other parties, what did you come up with? Because if you are looking at different abilities, the idea of tailor-making homework for each individual student, I'm not sure if, how that would affect the student's own morale and own sense of self, that boy A or girl B is given different to boy C or girl D.
Yeah, and that's a very good point. I mean, one of, I suppose, the main recommendation really was that traditional homework in itself is meaningless for all children. Simply doing pages of books does very little. However, there are, as long as homework is meaningful, and when we say meaningful, we look at the idea of looking at the children's own interests in a particular topic, and they can go and learn about what they're interested in. The idea of choice, that not everybody's doing the same homework, and teachers are well qualified in differentiation now that, and we also have the added addition in the last 20 years of technology, which can subtly give differentiated homework to other children. There's plenty
sure.
of ways.
Reading about people using tablets or iPads or whatever to do the reinforcing. Children that may have struggled with the lesson in the classroom, then they look at the material which is provided for a digital platform, and they can go at it at home until they get the hang of it, where you only have one shot maybe in the classroom and a limited amount of time to interrogate the teacher. When you're at home, you can have a right go at it yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. But again, I'd agree with Stella there that, this idea of homework causing conflict adds another layer to it, where you have conflict. And I mean, I'm not sure what the actual answer on that is. I mean, I like Stella, wanted to scrap homework myself in my school, but we're not quite there yet. But I think really what we're looking for is, what does it look like in the 21st century? And I think choice and meaningfulness, if we are to have homework at all, is probably where we need to be looking at.
One of the things about getting good at something is repetition. Whether you ultimately end up as a Roger Federer or whatever, you have to put so many hours in before you get to that point. But for any task, the repetitive tasks, whether it's multiplication, division, subtraction, addition, whatever, square roots as you get on, all the things you learn, repetition builds those techniques. And the same is true of spellings. I mean, the idea of being asked to spell, whatever it might be, encyclopedia, and you get it wrong 5 times, eventually you get it right, and then you keep getting it right. So repetition has some benefits. And, if you're playing the recorder, the amount of practice in school won't make you good at the recorder, but the bit you do at home probably will.
Yeah, you're again correct in many ways. I mean, when it comes to spelling, there's much more modern ways of learning your spellings rather than just repeating them over and over again.
What are they now? Explain those to me.
No problem. Well, look at your example of encyclopedia. There's a nice word in the middle of encyclopedia that you probably know how to spell, cycle. And then you basically build on your current knowledge. There's a fantastic researcher, Brendan Culligan, an Irish researcher who's done work over the last 30 years in this. And most schools are using these kind of techniques now, which are a lot better. It's more efficient ways of learning that you're looking at. And I know you're mentioning there about retrieval. We had Barbara Oakley over in Ireland there over the weekend, an American researcher who's big into this in neurology about repetition, and it's absolutely valid too. So it's really about combining that retrieval with the efficiency of learning, really, that to make it worthwhile.
Now, Stella's point, which you made at the beginning, that it does give rise to inequalities where you get engaged parents who will encourage that information retrieval and practice and even make games out of mathematics, which is something I used to do. Those parents will give their kids a better shot than the parents who really can't add two and two or spell encyclopedia.
Yeah, it's really tough. I work in a DESH school, so we have huge inequality, obviously, when it comes to that. So again, you're trying to support children when they're in school so you give extra supports to children who you know aren't going to be able to do some of the work at home. I suppose what all you can do really is try and keep that gap as narrow as possible. But in effect, when we live in an unequal society, unfortunately, sometimes that's a little bit unavoidable. So again, teachers try their very best to keep that gap as narrow as possible, but providing extra support.
And we depend on the teachers maybe to discern those pupils who are having a bit of a struggle and often who'll be quiet as mice because they don't want to draw attention to their own difficulties. So final words from you, Stella, against homework, but there is a debate.
Yeah, there's certainly an awful lot to think about, to figure out what is the best way to get education into children, and that's kind of the grand idea. And repetition really matters. But I think also a good, benevolent approach towards education really matters. And when children start to hate it, and when they feel stupid in front of their parents because of frustration, because the parents aren't natural teachers, not for lack of love, we've really got ourselves into kind of troublesome waters. And I think it's really important that we protect the well-being around education so that people want to learn.
Yeah, and to try to encourage parents who are maybe not familiar with some of the new things, maybe to be a page or two ahead of their own kids in the book, you know, or a week ahead, and maybe do it that way. Look, thank you both for a very stimulating conversation, which has prompted many texts, which I'll bring to our listeners later on. Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author. Simon Lewis, principal of Carlow Educate Together National School, host of the If I Was a Minister for Education podcast. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.